power of your thoughts. Wow, a simple thought can dramatically alter your life's direction. Just a thought. This is so remarkable, guys. I think I'll write a book on it. Oh, I already did. Oops, silly me. Go get your copy, by the way, from Amazon. If you haven't already, Flip Your Thinking by Rob Cross. Now, where was I? I'm especially intrigued with the labels that we slap on things. Labels seem innocent enough, but they dictate your reality. Here's how. I labeled my new neighbor as haughty. Haughty, haughty, haughty. My thought, or my label, prompted me to engage less with him. Who wants to engage with a haughty guy, right? Well, I found out a couple years later that he was just shy. Didn't say much. That new discovery helped me slap a new label on him, which is shy. So we then became friends. Oh, your friend said something hurtful to you and you clammed up and cut them off? You labeled them mean and undeserving. And that dictated your actions, which gave you an experience of separation and division. What's that? You were turned down twice, so then you say it's just not worth the effort? That judgment or label just buried you. Your own thought buried your dream. What you choose to call something is everything. Because you see, what you call it determines how you engage with it. And how you engage with it brings about your life experience. Calling that dream of yours a dream just keeps it a dream. It stays right there, stuck in that little box that you've tucked away under your bed. Calling that dream of yours a plan, well now, that gives it life. A plan has legs, while a dream has those short little clumsy nubs. A plan has possibilities where a dream has none. When your dream becomes your plan, you then have a task to wake up to. You have a tangible, doable, goosebumpy, creating mission staring right back at you. Why don't you call it a plan? Why do you insist on it staying just a dream? I know, pick me, I got the answer. It's because you're chicken. Okay, I went there, I said it, but I can say it because I'm a chicken too. I've mastered chickeninity, the skill of protecting my precious dreams from becoming that scary, risky plan. Take the leap with me, my friend. Take that dream of yours, you know, the one that you've stuffed all these years, and call it your plan. Life ain't no dress rehearsal. And that dream of yours, it's whispering to you. Let me out. Let me out. It can do nothing until you give it the go. So call your dream a plan. Do it. You'll either succeed or you'll learn something valuable. But you'll do neither with just a dream. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.